We can't accept
the Bible doesn't say anywhere that accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. It tells us to receive his truth and come by faith. And
well, if we receive his truth, isn't that accepting him?
Different concept.
Bible doesn't
you know
teach
what
that.
The Bible teaches? The Bible teaches, and this is completely on its head. The Bible doesn't teach we accept Jesus. The Bible teaches that Jesus makes us accepted before
right.
God. God
big
accepts
difference.
Us.
Big
it's
difference.
Difference. Big difference there.
But
we
if,
receive
if God
his
accepts
truth
us,
as truth.
And but we don't accept him.
We
you don't
receive
accept
his
him.
Truth. Okay, his truth is there. It's not like, oh, God, okay, fine, I'm going to accept it. No. We receive his truth. We come by faith to Christ.
Right, it says,
then,
we cannot come to him unless the Father, unless, what is it, the Father? No, the
draws
Spirit.
Him.
The Father draws him.
I have a question. Does God want to draw everyone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he call everyone?
2 Peter 3:9 says God wants none to perish.
That's
so
right.
He'll draw anyone
right.
that begins to seek him. And as my brother is saying, by faith in
right.
the shed blood of Jesus, we don't accept him. Jesus' first ministry words were what?
Repent.
That's the next step.
What is repentance mean?
Repent.
What does repentance mean?
Repenting of our sins means to acknowledge that we were wrong.
Okay, that's first. That's a part of it.
And to leave them behind.
Yep.
That's it. It means you change your mind, your heart,
right.
and your ways, and you turn away from them because you can keep doing them and acknowledging
see,
them.
See, that's what the grace of God is. Not only forgiving us for our past sin, it's also giving us the power to go forward and live a righteous life.
Well, that's the next step, because when you draw nigh to God, God draws nigh to you, the Bible
right.
says, okay?
Right.
Acts 5:32, God gives the Spirit to them that obey him. When God sees a willing vessel, you know,
right.
you're drawing nigh to him,
so
you're coming to him in faith, you're repenting, he
so
sends
that's God
the Holy
accepting
Spirit.
Us.
Yes. Then he sends the Holy Spirit, then you're born again. What does born again mean?
But if God accepts you, he calls you, he draws you.
He calls and draws
so
everyone, but only
you.
A few select people actually repent and are willing to obey. Then they get the Holy Spirit, and the fruit that you have the Holy Spirit is not that you live in man-made religion. Let's get back to the crux of this. Gotta
right.
go in this big circle.
But
hold on. The fruit that you're born of God is you come out of the world and you come out of false man-made religion. And as I just preached, if you're born of God and it takes you more than a year or two to start see through the false religion, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, the false gospel, the worldliness, the man-made names of the Anabaptist faith, you're not being led by the Holy Spirit. You're not born of God. It's the fruit. You're not born of God. Jesus said, we know a tree by its fruit. The Holy Spirit teaches you all truth.
So what about someone that's... Okay, so you said if you don't see it in 2 or 3 years, what if someone is in a system like that, that doesn't have some of the things right, but they're like a smoking flax that it talks about in Isaiah.
They better be repenting, they better be studying, and as they learn of every sin, they better be fleeing
so
it and leaving.
If they don't see it in 2 or 3 years, is there a chance?
They better be fleeing and leaving. It's about willful sin.
Right.
If you know Christmas is a pagan holiday handed down by the Roman Catholics
okay, so
and you keep
you
doing
said,
it. No, you're talking over me. If you know Christmas is a pagan holiday handed down by the Roman Catholics and because the Anabaptists keep it,
well,
you
I
keep it.
I don't keep Christmas myself.
Okay, that's good. So you gave it up. If you kept doing it, it's called willful sin.
Right.
Hebrews 10:26 says that willful sin is on you at your death. It's not cleansed
yeah.
by Christ.
But you said let's stick to the Bible, right?
Yeah.
So you were
that's
saying.
That's what we're quoting scripture.
You were saying. I forget what I was going to say. You were
okay,
to
well, what I was saying was the Bible nowhere says anything about accept Jesus as your Lord and
right,
Savior.
But,
it's a platitude
but
of
if
man,
God accepts
man,
us.
It's a platitude of man-made religion.
So God accepts us, and he calls us, he draws us.
What do you mean with God accepts us? God accepts you in Christ. Outside
right,
of Jesus Christ,
right.
he doesn't accept you.
So if I would have a gift for you, like God has a gift for us. Let's think of it. I'm giving a gift. I accepted you. I want to give you a gift of salvation. You can't take that without accepting my gift, right?
You have to turn from your sin in repentance.
Right.
Use
see,
biblical
that,
words.
Yeah,
use right. biblical words. You got
which
to turn
would,
from your sin
be.
In repentance.
Right.
And God, the Bible says God will give salvation freely.
Right.
It's free because you can't earn it, but there's a cost to it.
There
it's
is
conditional.
A cost.
There's conditional. It's conditional.
To,
there's a cost to it.
The gift with the cost, right? Which is accepting what God is doing for us. It's not in any way.
So what is your point? You're wrangling over a word that's not even in the Bible.
It was just
so
he was saying we can't
accepting is not there. What faith do you practice? Let's get right to the bare bones. What faith do you practice?
The Bible.
On Sunday, where
Mennonite.
Do you go? You a Mennonite?
Well, yes.
I
if you won't admit it,
Mennonite.
You are probably. Because everyone that lies to me, I say, are you a Mennonite? And they go, they're a Mennonite. Yes or no?
I am a member of the Mennonite church.
There you go.
I do not
so he's a member of the Mennonite church. Menno Simons would come, and Menno Simons was such a fiery man, he might slap this guy around going, why'd you name yourself after me? I don't want that. Menno Simons was a fiery man of God. I wouldn't agree with everything he taught, but I'd be a lot closer to the Menno Simons theology than your guys' theology. So you need to realize that if you're claiming to be born again, you need to go find out that you're following man-made religion. And if you're born of God, you follow Christ. You're following Anabaptist faith that comes along 600 years ago.
So why do you think I'm following Anabaptist faith?
Because you gather and sing and pray with Mennonites, so you're united to sin.
So
every Sunday, you're united to sin. And the Bible says, come out from among them, touch not the unclean thing, walk in purity. James 1 says, pure religion is looking after widows and orphans. How does it finish?
Did Paul go start a church?
How does it finish? Brother, how does that verse finish?
Which one was that?
And to keep yourself unspotted from the world.
You're not unspotted from the world because the Anabaptists have been influenced by the world and you're teaching false ways.
You're part of the church.
Paul started biblical churches. That's not biblical ecclesia. The word church means ecclesia. That's not what you have in the Anabaptist faith. You were started by Jacob Ammon and Menno Simons, and you're keeping a bunch of false ways. You got to repent of that before you can go any further. There's no deeper truth to go until you're willing to come out of man-made religion.
So back Jesus.
You're like the man. Are you married?
I am married.
You're like the man that gets caught with a hooker, a harlot. And your brothers call you out, and you go, yeah, okay, I was with her, but wait a minute, I can be forgiven, right? And we all sin, and we all do this, and they go, yeah, leave her. And you go, yeah, but wait a minute, what do you mean? I gotta leave her, what do you mean? You start making excuses. So, flee your sin,
after,
then go deeper into more truth.
After you, God gives you the gift of salvation.
Now you're going back, you're a Mennonite trying to make sense in the Spirit of God.
I'm asking you a question.
You're a Mennonite trying to make sense in the Word of God.
I'm asking you a question.
Let him talk.
I don't need to let anybody talk.
Let him
I'm here to preach. He's fortunate we're standing and talking to him. I don't need to hear preaching from a Mennonite. They don't have truth. I might as well go listen to a Mormon. Because you're sitting here, will you defend the Mennonite church or will you?
I will not.
Then will you leave it?
I will defend truth.
Will you leave it?
If God calls me to leave.
The Word of God says, don't name yourself after men. I'm Apollos, I'm a Paul, I'm a Cephas.
So after
you're
saved and you're following Christ.
You see how he's avoiding sin?
And God, I'm not avoiding sin.
You have no cloak for your sin, young man. You need to repent.
I don't have any sin to
hide. Just like all these people need to repent, you have no cloak for your sin.
So what should we do?
And we want to follow truth. It's important to follow God's leading in our life, right?
We follow the Word of
God. Follow the Word and the Spirit.
If God led you to leave an Anabaptist church and to follow truth.
He has no choice. The Word of God commanded him to leave.
He needs to follow God's direction.
So do you.
And I have.
When will you leave the Mennonite church named after a man?
You need to hear what I'm saying, okay?
Why?
Because.
Is it based on truth or is it based on man blather?
I'm basing what I believe on the Bible.
Really? Give me chapter and verse.
For what?
To defend the Mennonite faith.
I'm not defending the Mennonite faith.
Okay, give me chapter and verse about anything, why you should stay in the Mennonite church.
Just because it has...
The Bible says, flee all unrighteousness. You're sticking in it. You're sticking in it.
What I'm saying is, you're saying if...
Jesus said, for the keeping of your man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. Mark 7. You are worshiping God in vain. You all need to hear that. You're worshiping God in vain for your false traditions. None of this wrangling, talking is going to make any difference.
Other people probably thought we're foolish, right?
Oh, definitely.
So
the preaching of the cross is foolishness to them.
That's right.
Perish.
That's right. My goal in life is to follow God.
You're not doing it as a Mennonite.
To leave, I'm willing to.
Can I show you why you should leave? Can I show you?
You're not doing it.
The church that I'm in at this point does not have things that I feel like.
Okay, let's go there. Okay, first of all, they call themselves after men. Is that a sin? Would you agree that's a sin?
To me,
is it a sin?
To you,
not to you.
Word of God.
We're gonna go. We agree to this rule that it's not in God's word.
Watch out.
Do it.
Right.
God's word says. Let me read it to you. You know, you folks probably don't believe that we're quoting from Scripture here, but let me read it. Exactly.
We're sitting here telling Scripture all day long.
We'll tell you Scripture all day long. 1 Corinthians 1. I'm going to start in verse 10 because this shoots a hole in all you Anabaptists, Amish, and then Mennonites in different churches. He says, 1 Corinthians 1, starting in verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you, or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? In 1 Corinthians 3, he says the same thing. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? One of you saying, I'm a Mennonite. The other, I'm an Amish. The other, I'm a Hutterite. I used to be that. The other one, I'm a Lutheran. Are you not carnal?
That's a good question.
The carnal mind is enmity against God. Go read Romans 8. It's a sin. Are you going to leave that sin, sir? Let's start there. Well,
if you dance around that, there's no reason to go any further. Once you get that over, then call us, email us. We'll go deeper.
If you want to keep going talking, I'm fine. But
okay. So if you won't leave your sin...
Is that a sin? Is it a sin to call yourself after a Mennonite or an Amish? After men?
It's foolish we even have to ask that question. We just read the scriptures.
Okay, so yes or no?
Excuses. Hold his feet to the fire or send him off?
It's a yes or no question. Is it sin or not sin?
If you are basing your salvation...
Basing your salvation on obeying the word of God because of what Jesus did. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, Christ made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. Faith and obedience go together, folks. You're not obeying in the Anabaptist church.
Call yourself after men. That is sinful. I just read it's carnal. The carnal mind. Go read Romans 8. The carnal mind is enmity against God. You're an enemy of God.
I don't listen to Anabaptists. Sorry, sir. Giving me instruction on how to live my life.
Repent of being a Mennonite.
I don't know about that.
Well, you Mennonites repent of being Mennonite.
Yeah, if they don't,
said it's a sin.
We'll stop this conversation right here. So we've established we have a Mennonite that won't leave his Mennonite ways, which is sin. And I want to say this.
I don't think you understand what I'm
saying. Ready? I want to say this. Here's why they won't leave their sin. The fruit that you're born of the Holy Spirit of God. Hold on. The fruit that you're born of the Holy Spirit of God, you crave the truth of God. Go read John 16. The Holy Spirit teaches you a little bit of truth, half truth, some truth. It teaches you, the Holy Spirit teaches you all truth. He's denying the truth. That means he's either, in a small fractional possibility, he's born again but rebelling against God because he don't want to lose his wife, his community, maybe his job, all his family. Or the more likely thing that I see in the Anabaptist world, he is not born of God. Because the Spirit of God leads you, convicts you to the truth of God. So if you're wondering why we don't go along with people that defend sin, I don't talk long with homosexuals that defend their sin. I love them. I give them the gospel. They want to defend their sin. Why am I going to stand there and allow them to defend their sin? You are in the worst place than the worldly homosexual because you are a hypocrite against the Holy Savior because you claim his name, but you do not keep his word and ways.
So you wanted to stick to scripture, right?
You still haven't answered whether or not it's a sin to call yourself after a man.
Well,
is it a sin or is it not a sin?
Back to
the Word of God says it's a sin.
He won't answer. He's very close to just moving on.
Can any of you answer, is it a sin or not a sin? Is any man you're going to be made enough to actually agree with what the Word of God said?
Can you open the Bible and show us why I should name myself after my brother Zelos? I'm a Zelosite. Let's see. I'm a Robertite.
He interrupted you. You interrupted him. He was talking and you interrupted him.
I have an amp. I'm preaching. He can keep talking.
I'm sorry.
And who are you, sir?
So you want to talk?
Really?
I want to know the answer.
Oh, I'm from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, really? Okay. A lot of false people are.
Yeah, you don't care about
the truth of God. I care enough to tell the truth, sir. What do you care about? Shuffleboard, bocce ball?
What about love?
Is it a sin to call yourself
after man?
Brother, how many times are you going to ask that question?
Let me make something clear.
You're in sin, and you won't repent of it. That's clear.
You know what the biggest problem
here
is?
The only reason...
You know what the problem is here, folks? Not only are you keeping sin, you refuse to even admit it is sin.
Yeah, you make excuses for it.
Very, very close. Go read Romans 1.
You make excuses for your sin, and you live in unrighteousness.
I live in the love of the Lord.